Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. I'm excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Joel is one of the he's one of the great visionaries, one of the great minds of the 20th century, and now the 21st century, because he's still generating some outstanding thoughts and ideas for the future. He is a futurist, and he's one of the guys that I've who's made an impact on my life. One of two guys, Joel, I think, and as I probably said before, John Nesbitt. Some of the things that they wrote and said really had an impact on me and how I wanted to pursue my career and think about where I was going and where the world was going. And when I read some of the things that Joel said and heard some of the things that he said and wrote, his new book is called Five Regions of the Future, and he's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, folks, his earlier work, Paradigms, The Business of Paradigms, which is the paperback version, also the video, still out there, still available, and is still as valid today as it ever was. Joel, one of the things I know you've been working on a lot lately is some new developments that you see coming at us with regard to healthcare.
Well, you know, you and I have talked a lot about energy in our last couple of meetings, and I thought it would be worthwhile looking to see what's going on in the health and medicine area, because there's a lot, you know, everywhere there are emerging things, but in particular that's becoming a concern for people. And I sent you some examples, almost all of which are nature tech examples out of my book. Remember, we talked about the different kinds of technology. And what's happening right now, and I think it's really important, is, you know, we're having the super bugs and the super resistant bugs that are
microbes.
Our super tech antibiotics aren't working with, but we're finding other stuff which just happens to exist in Mother Nature and has been in Mother Nature probably for 100 million years or more that works really well on everything. So I thought we should talk about a couple of things that are going on. And
okay.
One that intrigues me in particular is some work done with Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
There has been, you know, the problem with Alzheimer's is this plaque that builds up in the brain, gets in between the neurons and the dendrites that carry all the information, and basically block the nerve's ability to send signals, and you lose your memory. Because
Alzheimer's, folks, Alzheimer's is not just some degeneration thing. It's an actual disease, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've been trying to figure out what triggers all of this. Well, one of the things that's happened recently is they've begun to use things called macrophages. Macrophages are very, very, just teeny, minute little cells that love to eat the plaque that the Alzheimer's disease produces. Now, before, we didn't know how to get the macrophages into the brain, because the brain has what's called the blood-brain barrier, and it really blocks. It protects the brain in just a brilliant way from everything, but it also kept these things from getting in.
It's a brain firewall, isn't it?
Exactly. That's a neat way to. That's a great way to put it. Is the brain? Think about it. That's a perfect metaphor. And look at it in the reverse. It is a firewall that the brain built over the, you know, as it developed. And now we talk about our wonderful firewalls in our computer. Brain had it a long time ago. That's a great example. But we've now found a specific chemical, which I cannot name, but it's if you use that, it opens up the brain barrier for the macrophages to get inside and do their work. And once they get in there, they just gobble this stuff up like you wouldn't believe, which means it's clearing the brain of this kind of, let's call it malignant. It's really not malignant, but it's nasty insulation that keeps your memory from working.
It does metastasize, though, doesn't it? Like a malignancy.
Well, you know what? We got to be careful to use those terms because people think that Alzheimer's is cancer.
It's cancer, and it's not. That's not what we mean at all.
It does spread, and it does close off. It does lots of nasty things. Anyway, this is a big deal because if it works, it means that we can get in and clear the plaque out, even as it's starting to build, which means you can keep it from getting to the point where it becomes critical.
The key with these microbes is what do you do with them when their job is done?
You know what? When their job is done, they go away.
Really?
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
So see, that's what the Saudis were worried about. That reason the Arabs didn't want us to use any of these microbes to clean up the bad oil that was on the ground because they were afraid it would get down into their reserves and eat up their reserves. they didn't have a firewall for their reserves there. Joel, stand by. Quick break. Right back with Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. We'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff whenever you get there. Joel Barker is our guest and our good friend, the author of Five Regions of the Future. He is a futurist and a filmmaker, and I'm looking forward to his next production, which I'm anxiously awaiting that one day. Joel, I know you'll be telling us about that in the future.
Just got the script done yesterday, as a matter of fact, so I'm meeting with my director today.
We expect you to debut that, at least the story about it, on this show when it's ready.
Oh, I'd love to. And
we'll tell folks how they can get it. Okay, I want to come back to this Alzheimer drug.
Yes.
The microphases. By the way, folks, it's spelled micro, like you would think, FHASES. Micro, is it microphases?
It's microphage, and then microphages is plural.
Okay, microphage, even though it doesn't spell like that, it spells like microphases, but it's pronounced microphages. Okay, it's fighting. These bugs are fighting Alzheimer's, and I ask you about what happens to the microbes when they run out of plaque to eat. You say they just kind of die and go away, be absorbed by the body?
Yep, the body reabsorbs.
These are microscopic things, aren't they?
Oh, really small. They're so small they weren't sure they were alive when
they're like little natural nanotech things, aren't they? It's like little nanotech stuff.
You've had two good images. This is Jim. You're hot. It's natural nanotech.
Yeah.
And they are very small, and they're very simple. But they're also very effective.
But now tell the audience about the mice. This is a fascinating story, folks.
I'm
impressed. I'm impressed that these scientists can even get mice to have Alzheimer's and see what's going on with that. I mean, that impresses me. So go ahead.
Well, there's a category of mice that have been grown now that get Alzheimer's, so they can do all these studies. And one of the studies that was done with the microphages was that they had the mice trained very early in their life to run a circuit, you know, a maze, a mouse maze. Then as they got Alzheimer's, they lost the capacity to run the maze. Then when they were doing the research with the microphages, when they injected those, the plaque was, of course, eaten away, and the mice were able to rerun the maze.
Wow.
So it suggests that the memory is there, at least for, you know, at some point, the whole nerve does die. But up to a certain point, all it is insulation around the nerve. And when the microphages remove the insulation, then the memories can work again. So
any idea how long this takes?
Well, I can't cite the research. Plus, you know, the mice live such a short time. So what the comparison is to our brain to their brain, I didn't read anything about that somebody did a one-to-one or tried to do a ratio on that.
Have you been tracking the policy issues about getting different drugs that are still in the experimental stage,
yep,
to those terminal patients who need it,
yep,
even before it's been approved. You know, there's some bills in Congress now. Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas is promoting this. I've forgotten what it's called. I apologize for not being able to say this, folks. But it's where they pass a law where the FDA, where people with need can get these experimental drugs, yep, even before they've been approved for the general,
yep,
public, because we've got people dying who would say, look, give me the drugs. If they qualify for them, let them have the drugs and be, I guess, be a guinea pig.
You know, on Grey's Anatomy, which is a show on TV.
Yep, yep.
They actually did a couple-part series where they were doing exactly that, using a highly experimental drug,
mm-hmm,
for brain tumors, and the people were dying from the experiment. And they framed it really well because they said they were going to die anyway. So,
mm-hmm,
so these people said, look, I have a choice to die 4 weeks from now, or a chance to live or die right now. So I'll give
and maybe something good come from my death.
And that's part of the theme of that,
yeah,
of the show, was they were learning how to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Now this, it's, you know, if we believe in free will and we believe in democracy where you have a choice, you should be able to, if you're a terminal patient, you should be able to say, let me try that, you know,
right,
I'll be a guinea pig for that drug. Because what are you protecting me from? Dying.
Well, not only that, but if it's happening to me, it could be something that I've bequeathed to my children. And
absolutely.
So what better legacy,
yeah,
for me than to be able to help contribute to a possible cure 20 years down the road? And
exactly.
And by the way, that article was in the Wall Street Journal this week, folks. I've forgotten what day, and I've forgotten who the author of the article was, but it was the point that they were making was Congress could literally pass a law that would make drugs available to Ted Kennedy and help him in his cancer.
Yeah, and then make it available to everyone.
Do we take too long in this country to get drugs to market?
Boy, that's a tough question, because part of the dilemma is, in some cases you could argue we went too quick because we didn't do the downside of the drug as carefully as we should have.
Right.
I think we're heading into a new phase where our testing is going to be much faster because of all the genetic information we have,
right,
now.
And the technology.
Yeah, so my guess is that it's going to be a moot point within a couple of years. We'll be,
yeah,
able to test very rapidly.
But testing and the logjam of the FDA is something else, though.
Well, and by the way, and the logjam of the patent office. Now think about,
yeah,
both of those,
exactly,
and their impact on American economy.
We've reported, you know, on that on this show many times before. It's,
yep,
exactly right. But,
yep,
it seems like the patent office may be improving a little bit, but I don't know about the FDA. Quick break, right back. We're going to talk, when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about sweet things. How about that? We're going to talk a little honey when we come back. Very interesting topic with our good friend Joe Barker. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Your heart may be broken tonight.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Joe Barker is our guest and our good friend. Five Regions of the Future is his book, which I encourage you to find. And go find his book, The Business of Paradigms. It's a paperback book, but also the first hardback copy, if you can find that, it's a different title. Joel, remind me the title of the
Future
hardback.
Edge.
Future Edge. Yeah, I never had that one. I've only have the paperback.
I'll have to send you one so you can have the hardback.
I'd love that. And don't forget to autograph it. I'd love to have that. And also, folks, if you ever get a chance to see the video, it's absolutely captivating. It will change your life, and it's almost 20 years old. And it's today it will change your life if you get a chance to see that video. So check it out.
As a matter of fact, just a quick aside, one of my clients from the 1980s called me up and said, you've got to come do the paradigm speech again. And I said,
it's amazing.
Why? And they said, we got a whole new generation.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, it's no question about it. It's this current. I love telling the story. I got to get back to what we're talking about. But I love telling the story about, and I do this all the time, about your example of the guy going around the curve and the woman yelling at him, you know, pig and all that. Anyway, folks, I'm not going to blow it. You got to go see the video. Okay, talk to us about honey.
Two things we'll talk about, honey and pig dust. First, the honey. There is a bee in New Zealand that collects all its pollen from what's called the Manuka tree.
Mm-hmm.
It then makes honey from that. It turns out that honey spread on wounds is as powerful an antiseptic as our most powerful antibiotic.
Wow.
You know, we were just talking about this a little earlier. Here we go, the SuperTech solution's failing, and here is NatureTech bees concentrating this stuff and creating this wonderful
And they probably learned this from some of the common people just that were using this as a home remedy.
Exactly. Of course. That's exactly. What are you spreading on your wound? Well, that's honey from the manuka tree.
Yeah, well, I usually put it on toast.
I put it on toast and I put it on my wounds. That's a horrible image, Jim. You get zero on that one.
I'm sorry.
But what's neat is how much stuff is out there yet to be explored.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let me talk about pig dust. We got a guy, Stephen, it's Badylak, so Badylak. University of Pittsburgh, who's been working with a collagen that he got from pigs, and one day he cut his finger off, and he said, well, I'm going to put a little of this powder on to see what it does, and it regrew the whole end of his finger, fingernail included. Somehow,
autogenesis.
Yeah, the dust evidently instructs the human cells.
Wow.
That's what's so amazing. These are pig cells.
Now, where is this collagen? What part of the pig is this collagen coming from?
Well,
bones?
Collagen actually comes from several things. It's a matrix material, so it's in between stuff.
Yeah.
So it's bones.
Bone joints and things like that.
Yeah, joint stuff like that, and actually in between some cells. But it must have. And by the way, it's a mystery right now. It's like we don't know what's going on, but we know when we put it on wounds, it does extraordinary things. So we are moving rapidly toward a period where it may very well be that you lose your thumb, you lose your finger, maybe even larger limbs that we'll be able to trigger and actually begin, get them to grow back.
This is amazing.
It's science fiction becoming science fact.
And see, the thing about this, folks, is think about the entrepreneurs, the medical, scientific entrepreneurs, the people who are out there saying, what if I turn this thing upside down and paint it purple? I wonder what would happen. Or they're seeing things happen. The beautiful part to me, Joel, is they're seeing things happen in reality and not wondering if it would happen in theory. They're actually seeing things happen in reality and making applications out of it.
That's right. Without having theory, by the way. We don't know what it does. We just know it does it. And that's, by the way, that's the dance between technology and science. Sometimes technology leads science. We can do something, we don't know exactly what's going on. Other times, the science has the theory, but we don't know how to turn it into something.
Yeah.
And it's this dance between the two that makes life so interesting.
Well, what this honey guy's going to have to do is he's going to have to sell his honey as food. And this sort of wink, wink, nudge, nudge people about putting it on their wounds, because otherwise the FDA will never let it get through.
Well, you know, in Europe and Asia, it's in wound medicines right now.
Well, we've known about the properties of honey, the things that bees can do for us. We've known about that for a long time, haven't we?
Yes, actually, the reason honey doesn't get bacteria in it is because it has an antibiotic inside it.
We've got to do whatever we can do to protect our bees, folks. That's something we're not doing. We're not doing a good job enough in the United States, I think. Hey, Joel, we've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Great talking to you, Jim.
It's
you
always fun.
Care.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, an American treasure, as far as I'm concerned, a great American. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.